engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, for Jew first and then Greek. For in it is revealed the righteousness of God from faith to faith, as it is written, the one who is righteous by faith will live. The wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. For what can be known about God is evident to them, because God made it evident to them. Ever since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes of eternal power and divinity have been able to be understood and perceived in what He has made. As a result, they have no excuse. For although they knew God, they did not accord Him glory as God or give Him thanks. Instead, they became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless minds were darkened. While claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the likeness of an image of mortal man, or of birds, or of four-legged animals, or of snakes. Therefore God handed them over to impurity through the lusts of their hearts for the mutual degradation of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and revered and worshipped the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims His handiwork. Day pours out the word to day, and night to night imparts knowledge. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we believe in a God who speaks. He does not remain hidden or silent. And the first way that He speaks, before He speaks through the prophets, before He speaks in all His fullness through Christ, before He speaks through the church, before He speaks through private revelations of various kinds, He speaks through creation. And that is what today's psalm and also this passage in the first reading from Romans is talking about. He speaks in creation. When God makes the universe, He's revealing something of Himself. First of all, He's revealing His love because He didn't have to create. He created because out of pure, free love, He wanted to share being with all He created. He loves all that He created. But in that creation, the scriptures are saying here, we find evidences of His power, of His wisdom, of His goodness. What is science all about? This is Paul says to the Romans, he uses the word perceived and understood. Isn't that what science does? It perceives what's already there. It looks into creation. You get the microscope, you get the telescope. You dig into what's there already. Well, what's there was put there by God. So when you dig into it, before you even start talking about religion, without even referring to the Bible, you are learning something about God when you learn about His creation. And the fact that there are laws to creation, well, that's what makes science and medicine possible, shows the intelligence of God. Science and medicine, if you get surgery, you know, you may never have been opened up before. Nobody may have ever been inside your body, but the doctor has a pretty good idea what he's going to see when he goes in there, even before he takes any x-rays. Because there are laws, there are established laws in creation. Brothers and sisters, Paul is also saying that there is a moral law that we can discover through human reason. The church teaches two different types of truths about God. There are those that we can know from human reason alone. And there are those that we can only know if God reveals them. Jesus said, for example, I'm going to give you my flesh to eat. He reveals the mystery of the Eucharist. Well, that's not something we can come to know by human reason. In fact, human reason tends to lead us in the opposite direction. You'll look at the host, it looks like bread, it smells like bread, it tastes like bread, it feels like bread, but it turns into the body of Christ. So this goes beyond reason. But there are other things we know by reason itself. God's very existence is a truth we know by human reason. Now, if it's knowable by human reason, that doesn't mean everybody gets there, because our reason has been weakened by sin, darkened and confused, not only by sin, but by noise all around us of all kinds of false teaching and bad example. But in and of itself, the human mind is capable of coming to the truth about God's existence, as Paul says, His power, His attributes, His divinity, and certain basic moral truths. And among those, my friends, is the immorality, the evil of abortion, and the fact that you can't kill a baby. The fact that killing a baby is wrong is a fact that we can know by human reason. We don't need the Bible or church teaching in and of itself to get us to that truth. Now, understand what I'm saying. As I said, the mind has been darkened and weakened by sin. So in practice, there are many people who do, in fact, need the extra teaching that comes from God's revelation and the authority of the church to lead them to the truth. In other words, some people will come to the conclusion that abortion is wrong because the church tells them. But then once they accept that truth, if they go back and they study it and they look at it and they analyze it with a free and pure mind, human reason will kick in and show them that the truth that the church told them, and that perhaps they initially accepted against all the pressures of society and the contrary messages from some very powerful and respectable institutions in society or influences in their lives, was in fact exactly what the church was saying. That they came to know it by reason, that, oh yeah, that's right, this is a human life. And, oh yes, it's wrong to kill a baby. Because human reason can tell us, first of all, who the baby is. Again, Paul uses the word here, perceived. We can see the baby now better than we ever have before. And human reason kicks in. When human beings reproduce, what do they reproduce? Species reproduce according to their species, according to their own kind. Fish reproduce fish. Cattle reproduce cattle, humans reproduce humans. This is human reason now starting to work on the question of who this baby is. The baby is alive and growing. Well, of course. If the baby weren't alive and growing, you wouldn't need a procedure to kill the baby, now would you? The very fact that there's abortion, because people are afraid to have a baby, suggests to us that if they don't do the abortion, that being is growing. And if you're not living, you're not growing. Human reason can go on and on to reveal to us how crucially important the battle over abortion is. The logic, for example, of the fact that you can't argue persuasively that the right to health care or the right to education or the right to work or the right to vote or the right to immigrate are of any importance if the very right to live isn't important. All these things are. But what's illogical is to fight, for example, for the right to education and meanwhile claim the right to kill the very ones who are going to be educated. Because what is a right to education if you're not alive? What is the right to health care if you don't have any health to care for? If you don't have any life to preserve, why is it important to get life-preserving drugs and treatments? If your life can be taken away by an abortionist's knife, on what basis are you fighting to have pills and surgeries available to save your life? Logic, human reason. We didn't invoke scripture passages to say any of the things I just said. There are truths, there are moral truths, brothers and sisters, that can be reached by reason alone. Recently, I was at an event in front of the Supreme Court protesting abortion and preparing for the upcoming arguments in the abortion case that the Supreme Court is hearing. And I was joining in this event in front of the court with some friends of mine who are pro-life atheists. Atheists. They don't believe in any God, Bible, or anything like that. But they know full well that dismembering a child is wrong. That goes according to what Paul said here to the Romans. It goes according to what the Psalm said. The firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word to day. What is it talking about? Again, the things that have been created speak to us about God. Why is it that so many don't know them still? Well, this is interesting because Paul in this letter also goes on to say that there are people who suppress the truth. Suppress the truth. Again, now we see the fundamental division. The light comes into the world, St. John says in his gospel. And some love the darkness instead because they love what? Wickedness. They run away from the light because they don't want their deeds to be exposed, because if their deeds are exposed, people will see that those deeds are wicked. They are not done in God. So Paul here says, not those who suppress the truth by powerful arguments, those who suppress the truth by falsehood. Notice what he says very carefully. They suppress the truth by their wickedness. You would think the truth would be suppressed by error. You would think that arguments for the truth would be suppressed by arguments for error. No, they're not making arguments. They're just wicked. They destroy. They hate. They suppress the truth by wickedness. If we choose what is evil, the truth is harder to see. If our will goes astray, the mind becomes darkened. They suppress the truth by their wickedness. That's why, brothers and sisters, Paul speaks about the obedience of faith. The more we follow the will of God, submit our choices to His, not only is our will going in the right direction, And our heart and our soul are rejoicing because we're living according to the word that we were made by. But our mind becomes clearer. The truth of God is best understood by those who obey God. Let's pray that the truth revealed in creation about God and about his moral law will become clearer and clearer to all people today, and that we, by our faithfulness, may live it and spread it all the days of our lives. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.